Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, great to be here on the Truth Network and USA Radio Network. I need to let you folks know, it's kind of important for me to share with this, that starting on the 25th of this month, I'll be fully shifting over to the Truth Network. And so it looks like I'll be saying goodbye to a couple of our affiliates that are a part of just the USA Radio Network. And I will miss you folks, but you can find me at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. And we've got video up there now at chosengenerationradio.com. We're live each and every morning on our video feed. So you're going to get a chance to be able to watch us, and that'll be kind of cool. All right, I'm very excited to welcome to the program here in hour number two, our good friend, our constitutional expert, David Shostokas, is with us. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. It's good to be with you, and I would say congratulations. This is going to be an exciting move.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So thank you.
We'll be happy to come along. Sounds like some exciting stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, it will be. Well, there's some interesting stuff you were involved in. I want to share this with you, folks. There was a judge that ordered United Airlines not to put workers seeking vaccine mandate exemptions on leave. Federal judge, U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman, said that workers who filed for an exemption aren't unduly harmed. He wants to make sure they aren't, so he put a temporary ruling in place until he can hear the arguments on the case. So there were United workers that filed a lawsuit. However, there is American Airlines who is experiencing some issues, some walkout issues, and Southwest Airlines. And David, I understand that you got trapped in Washington, D.C. as a result of the Southwest airline pilots saying, "Hey, we're not going to allow you to give us the poke."
Yeah, that's correct. I was in Washington D.C. last week for several days, along with my sister and about 70 other folks from around the country. We were at FreedomWorks for discussions and education on election integrity issues, to the extent that those are national issues. Of course, elections remain locally run, despite the efforts of the Democrats to do otherwise. And so, but we were in D.C. for 3 days. We went to the airport a couple hours before our flight, And while my sister and I were having lunch, awaiting our flight, we got text messages says the flight's been delayed a half hour. Then we got another text message about 20 minutes later says, no, the flight's been delayed an hour. And we ultimately got a text message that said, your flight from Washington to Chicago, and this is Southwest Airlines, has in fact been canceled. Please go to the baggage kiosk and pick up your luggage. So
luggage. Holy smokes!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So please go to the baggage area and pick up your luggage. It will be coming off the plane because the planes aren't going anyplace. And so that was it was a big mess there at Reagan International. And so we were at the Reagan Airport, and we were in the Southwest Terminal. Southwest dominates the one terminal there. They're essentially the only airline. And there was a line of probably, somewhere, I'm going to guess, about 600 people in line to try and either rebook their flight or find out what was going on. And that was going on. So my sister, Jill, got in that line, and I... because I had engagements on Sunday. This was on Saturday. Because right. I had engagements on Sunday, I went to a couple other terminals to find out if there was some alternatives, and found a flight that evening on United from Washington to O'Hare Airport, and uh-huh. we had previously been flying into Midway, and my car was parked in Midway.
Taxi, please.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, because there was Palmer Report put out a tweet that said this. This attempt by unvaccinated Southwest Airline employees at crippling U.S. air travel is the latest reminder that it's a very short distance from anti-vaxxer to domestic terrorist. David, you know, you were obviously, you know, impacted by this. Where do you point the finger in this? Do you point it? I mean, do the pilots have a right? Do you feel to say, hey, no, I don't believe that I should be forced to take the poke, or is the airline's right to insist upon this? What do you think?
Well, you mentioned the injunction that a judge issued regarding United Airlines,
mm-hmm.
and there are. Certain laws in place governing labor and union relationships among transportation employees, particularly something called the Railway Labor Act,
okay.
that prohibits the change of status in employment when there's a proposed change in working conditions. And the airline efforts to make these impositions runs afoul of the Railway Labor Act, because there's a provision there that things have to maintain the status quo until these kinds of changes in working conditions are in fact negotiated between the union and the workers. So the efforts by the airlines to make these changes without negotiation are illegal, essentially. So certainly the pilots and their colleagues have violated the law, statutory rights in that proposal.
Now
it's also
go ahead. Well, what I was going to ask you was now one of the things that I'm hearing tossed around is, you know, the federal government has determined that, they're giving this injection under an emergency. What is it called? The EUA, right?
Yeah, emergency use authorization.
Right. And so since it's an emergency issue that they are claiming it's an emergency issue. What would the legal provisions then be for a public transportation entity, who might buy these bogus policies?
Well, I think it's important to note that at the moment, the federal government has actually done nothing. Mr. Biden had a press conference and said he was planning to do stuff. But the OSHA, proposed OSHA regulation, the employers of 100 people or more, and the proposed idea that he's doing something regarding federal contractors and whatnot, Biden did nothing except hold a press conference. So the federal government has taken no legal action to do that, and it seems like it's been more kind of pressure on big companies that they've been responding to, taking action on their own, even though there's been no federal legal action. I thought he held a press conference and said he was going to do something. The White House has done nothing. And so there is no pending legal activity doing these mandates by the federal government. They propose that they offer OSHA, Occupation Safety and Health Administration, was going to make some proposals, and they would have to put those out and follow the Administrative Procedures Act. But they've really done nothing, so they've except kind of fooled the American people. You know, so it's been all a press release that there's been no action.
Well, wouldn't there also, I mean, because the other thing that keeps coming out is that, you know, there's a lot of disinformation that's been put out by the CDC. There's a lot of disinformation that's been put out by NIH. Fauci has been caught lying on a number of occasions. I'm not making that up, folks. It's a fact. So those things being said, it seems to me, too, that all of that then would call into question the ability to be able to enforce some kind of an emergency act when, in fact, you know, the statistics and the actual science don't support them taking those steps.
Yeah, I would agree with you a great deal, but those kinds of arguments are arguments appropriately for court if there were federal mandates in place.
Okay.
There are none.
Right. Except that these companies are acting as though there is.
They're acting as though there is. They're using using the government as an excuse, or the Biden press conference as an excuse to impose, attempt to impose certain kinds of mandates. But there's litigation on mandates all over. I've been approached on regarding schools, masks, and parents' rights to determine the health treatment of their children.
Right.
It's a hot mess, as in an easy legal technical legal term.
Sure.
It's a hot mess, and so the and of course the guy that's living in the White House has done nothing to assist that, but rather contributed the confusion by saying he's going to do stuff and then not doing anything.
All right, let me hold you there, and then when we come back in our next segment, I want to get into some of this election stuff, because there's a whole lot of push right now, protests that are going on demanding election audits in a number of states, and I want to give you an opportunity to speak to that for a minute. But what would you say to people that are listening to the program right now relative to acts that you can take if your employer is, you know, somebody who employs about 110, 120 people, and they're saying, well, you know, the federal government told me that I've got to have you vaccinated. What would you suggest that they do?
Well, certainly there's requirements in it. There's a variety of again, federal statutory protections that remain in place. Among them are related to the ADA, Americans with Disabilities, for folks that are masks interfere with their lives. But there's also medical exemptions available. There's religious exemptions. And just recently, just yesterday, also a judge in New York indicated that the edict from the New York governor is illegal because it prohibits employers from granting religious exemptions. And it's nice to see that those kinds of protections are being enforced.
Okay. All right, folks, we'll give you some information on where you can reach out and what you can do when we come back right after this. And what about election integrity?
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Thank you so very much. I can't give you legal advice, and this is not legal advice from David, although I'm probably going to send this over to him to take a look at. But Titus Institute has a page up entitled Religious Exemption Form or Personal Statement for Employer, updated on October the 4th, 2021. And they have a form as to what you can give them as a personal statement, saying, look, I'm not going to. And look, we have evidence now that these vaccines do in fact use fetal matter, and that, you know, thank you, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas for uncovering these things. And there's other evidences that are out there. So these pharmaceutical companies that came out and said, well, no, we don't use any, or this one doesn't have any, or what have you, especially Moderna came out and said that, have now been proven that those were false statements. And I, you know, so use your religious exemptions. And if you need assistance with that, reach out to us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and we will do everything we can to help you and get you connected and give you a viable form that you can use. David, election integrity. We've talked, you know, about this. And look, if we don't have free elections, and if we don't have elections that have integrity, and if our votes don't count and don't make a difference, then we don't have a free nation. And I know you have shared that sentiment. I agree with that 100%. And we're watching people that are rising up and saying, hold the phone, here's evidence, we want an audit in our state. You have any updates with regards to that issue?
Well, as you mentioned, as you prefaced this, of course, that one of the basic principles, or the founding principle, is, of course, consent of the governed. And the only way we, in fact, measure the consent of the governed is, in fact, by having elections. And so, this is an ongoing thing. There's Audit the Vote is an organization that is trying to help to have these things go on in all 50 states. And it's proper and appropriate that, in fact, it should. Whether it gets to the political stage that it should, you know, but people are learning. They're stepping forward. And, of course, a couple of weeks ago, you and I were on with Sheriff Jim Root from Macon County, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And it took 2.5 years of litigation to kick out the sheriff that did not win and place the sheriff that did win in the appropriate office. And so the only way that we can be comfortable with this is if they are open and transparent. I saw something the other day that kind of tickled me. The fact is that if election data, election processing is too complicated for regular people to understand, then it's too complicated. And you know what? I agree. And it really should simply be one person, one vote on one piece of paper. And
hello.
You know,
yeah. All right.
Yeah. And that's because anything that goes beyond anything for regular people to understand, that do not need some kind of ability to read computer code and unpack in packets of intelligence, as Mike Lindell was describing the packets of data that they were working with, is a system that is too complex and not understandable, and therefore illegitimate, does not support the consent of the governed. So I'm all in favor of audits everywhere.
Well, and again, and this is why it's so important. I mean, you know, the First Amendment, everybody talks about. The Second Amendment supports the First Amendment, defends it. And I agree with that. I am all for the Second Amendment. But, man, we have got to fight for freedom of free exercise of religion. We've got to fight for a free press. That's what we're here. We are a free, we're helping in that. Folks, look, as Christians, we have got to stand up and bring truth out into the public sphere. It's so critically important.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.